Hello, everybody. This is L. Ron Ferguson here with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. Here today, I'm hosting the show with Meredith Locker. And what's missing? Well, Cal's missing today. That's right, today we have a zero Cal episode. So I get to sit in the chair, and boy, I tell you, it's a different world over here. Let me tell you a little bit about the co-host today, Meredith. I don't know if I would really consider her to be a co-host. I think that we're more hosting it together. It's really a joint effort since the big guy's not here. He's out gallivanting around Malaysia. If you're watching this, Cal, which you will be eventually, I hope you're having fun. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Meredith is, well, she's one of the last people to go through the internship program with you-know-who, and she's one of the best hypnotherapists there is out there. A true one percenter. She practices out of the Los Angeles area and has a master's degree in counseling, sees people for all sorts of different issues using 5-Path, and has a lot of success. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing great, L. Ron. It's fun to be here with you today. This is brand new for both of us, right?
I know. It feels kind of like the other hand on top right now. You know? It's good, it's familiar, but it's a little uncomfortable.
How's that working for you, L. Ron?
Is that feeling familiar or new, Meredith?
Exactly. Well, this is really fun, and I'm really excited about this opportunity. We have some fun stuff to get into today, but first, do you have any announcements?
Announcements. Well, if y'all want to get a hold of the early bird discount for the March 1st Super Course, you better do it before the 29th of January. That date is coming up soon. Also, for those of you who are already hypnotherapists, we have the Week of Power that is coming up May 16th through the 22nd. It's a fantastic course. In fact, that's the course that I took around May a couple years ago and changed my life. And I hear that Meredith might be attending that class, but who am I to say? I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely want to take it over, and I'm not sure if I'm going to try for the March one or the May one, trying to work it out with my schedule, but I really want to get back in there, just hoping Cal doesn't try to make me teach something, that Cal. You know how he can be.
Yeah, good luck with that. I look forward to seeing you in the class and maybe co-teaching a couple things. Maybe we could do age regression.
That would be fun.
We could do
definitely.
It. We could
yeah.
do it. We could do like a role play live. I think that would be fun. Let's see what else. If you're watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, you want to go there because underneath, right down below, there is links, text, extras, and summaries of what today's episode is about that'll really help you out a great deal. Also, probably specials and things of that nature on the site that could point you toward these things that we're talking about, such as course schedules and stuff like that to look into taking the training. Meredith, what are we talking about today?
We have a really exciting topic today. We have decided to get into how L. Ron and myself answer common potential client questions. You know, we take these calls practically every day when business is good, which it has been, yay. And so we'd like to share with you how we answer these questions, and L. Ron's going to answer some of them differently than I will, and also get into maybe a little bit of discussion about some of the factors that come into play when answering some of these questions. And it's important for you to understand that, you know, we all have our own different style. We all have our own different technique and our different way and our different experience and different credentials, if you will, and all kinds of different things that we bring to the table. And so by no means are we saying that this is the way you should answer these questions. We're just giving you a feel for how we do. So, you know, maybe it'll, you know, add something to your repertoire, or, you know, maybe you'll get one of those aha, you know, I never thought of saying it like that kind of moments. And that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping it's going to be interesting, a little bit of fun, and I can't wait to hear how L. Ron answers these questions, because I don't know.
I can't wait to hear that either. Just going to shoot from the hip. But we do it all the time.
We do it all the time. How's your 2010 going, L. Ron?
It's going pretty awesome. I got to say, this is a very special year. A very special year.
Yes. Any deep, dark secrets you want to share that you're trying to change in 2010?
That I want to change?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, I think the things that I want to change are in the process of changing all the time, because evolution is inevitable. especially when you work in the business of personal change. So everything that you see your clients go through, I think, has a tendency to rub off on the practitioner from time to time, and you kind of get that personal change bug and start making little changes here and there. But for me, it's getting organized, getting more organized, because I'm already organized, but, you know, there's always room for improvement. How about yourself?
I love that. Well, I made the mistake this last year in 2009 of getting this newfangled thing called DVR. And so towards the end of the year there, you know, I just watched too much TV because my schedule was now not an impediment to watching my favorite shows. And so I was able to watch all of my favorite shows if I wanted to. And I'm going to cut out that whole TV thing and just go right back to books. That's my plan.
You know, we can help you with that, Meredith. What's the first question?
My first question is, are you ready for this? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun.
Responding to the client question, how does it work? So how does it work, Elron?
Well, what I like to tell people is that I have a systematic approach. And it's like peeling the layers of an onion, where each session prepares you for the one that comes next. And we take you through multiple phases where we really want to be finding and neutralizing the cause of the problem from the inside out so that the changes are permanent. And I like to see a person once a week for usually about 90 minutes. I like to spend 90 minutes with each client. Okay, that's personal preference that comes into the picture there. And another way that I... So what you're seeing is that I'm just basically telling the client what it is that I do and how the logistics of it work out and what the process is meant for. And then I just start to talk about the benefits. And usually after the first few sessions, you're going to start seeing some immediate results, but it's a process and everyone's different. But more than anything else, you're going to be feeling a renewed sense of control with whatever it is that the issue is. And we're just going to alleviate that symptom altogether.
I love it. Yeah, you know, this is a lot of question, isn't it, Elron?
Yeah, it is.
You know, and so when someone asks, how does it work, it's like they could be coming from all different angles. And it's a very common question, and it couldn't be more vague. But as far as I'm concerned, it's important to remember, especially for any of you new 5-pathers out there or new hypnotherapists out there, that there's no need to get into a ton of detail. Most clients aren't actually asking, how are you going to fix me in detail? They don't want you to take them through, well, you know, I use a 5-phase approach and I'm going to start with phase one and this is what phase one involves. And, you know, they don't really want to know all that much detail. They want to know, you know, how many sessions is this going to take? They want to know, you know, when am I going to start to feel better? They want to know, you know, how much is this really going to change things and what can I expect? That's really what they're asking. And so it's important to kind of just get into the basics with them and, you know, like you said, explain it is a process. You are, as far as I'm concerned, going to feel better pretty early on in the process, but it's a process. It's not about fixing you the first session and reinforcing after that. It's going to be this slow easing into relief from your issue. And, you know, I like to use the analogy of, you know, the computer. I like to say, you know, with our computers, we have, you know, on a regular basis, we upgrade to new programs. With our brains, we don't do that. And really what this is about is upgrading your brain, upgrading the programs in your brain that have been running that you don't even realize you're running off of, and giving you, more control over the way you see things, the way you feel, and the way you act. Sound
beautiful.
Good? Anything to add to that?
I couldn't have said it better myself, Meredith.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Good.
What's next?
Number two, what are your credentials? Elron, do you get that question?
Yes, this is one of my favorite questions. And for those of you who are hypnotherapists who don't have any credentials, or perhaps you're in the situation where you haven't had the opportunity to be mentored directly by someone like Meredith and myself have been. So that's also lacking for you to be able to say that. One of the things that you can say is what you basically want to do is remind them that, hey, listen, my training in hypnotherapy is much greater than any training that most PhDs in psychology ever receive in hypnotherapy. And my credentials, let's once again say that you don't have those credentials of having a master's degree or a PhD in psychology. Say that really doesn't matter because I'm not going to be counseling you or giving you advice. I'm not going to be diagnosing you or prescribing anything. So that's not important as it is me doing the hypnotic therapeutic intervention with you and putting you in touch with your own resources and eliciting what's inside of you so that you can be on the other side of the problem. Okay, and I think the results speak for themselves. Then you just start talking about results. How about yourself, Meredith?
Beautiful. Yeah, I don't get this question all that often, and I don't know if it's because of the internet and people are doing research on their own for the most part. I know that the majority of my clients come from the internet, and I know that you get your clients in a little bit of a different way, so that might be why you maybe get this question more than I do. But I have a master's degree, and I'm always clear with people, but I am unlicensed. I'm not a licensed psychologist. I have a master's in psychology and did practice in the field in supervision prior to becoming a hypnotherapist, and then now I'm a certified hypnotherapist, certified through the National Guild of Hypnotists. And at this time, in the majority of states in the United States, hypnotism is not regulated with licensure. And I rarely have anybody get into this, but you know, every once in a while somebody might ask, well, you know, why aren't you licensed? Why aren't hypnotherapists licensed? And you know, my best answer for that is really, at this time, the United States and all of the different states that make up the United States, the governments don't feel that hypnosis and hypnotherapy is enough of a threat to regulate it. And the reason why they do create licensure in the medical field and in the psychology field and all of that is because they feel like they can do some damage if it's not regulated appropriately. And at this point, they don't see hypnosis as being that kind of damaging work. And, you know, like Cal likes to say, we're not doing brain surgery here. Mm-hmm. We're just upgrading programs, right? We're just helping people to see that they can do things a different way. We're helping to change perspective. And so in a way we're tour guides. Yeah. When was the last time you saw a licensed tour guide?
Yeah, exactly. Another thing I like to do is remind them that, and this is an advantage that Five Pathers have, of course, is that, hey, listen, I have what I use as a proven approach that's been refined and developed over the years, and it's proven over and over again by a lot of other practitioners. And it's really an evolution, and it's systematic, and the results have been repeated over and over and over again. And you're not just going to be getting some mishmash of direct suggestion, flowery techniques that are ultimately just going to be temporary. Okay, I remind them of the length of the sessions and the thoroughness of the approach more than anything else, and that usually does the trick. What's next?
Yeah, well, the truth is, with Five Path, most of the time, we're helping the client to be their own therapist, if you will. So we're just taking them through the motions, and then, you know, we're giving them the opportunity to shift the perspective themselves and to tell themselves what they wish they would have known back then. And, you know, so we have to remember, and sometimes we have to remind other people that, you know, we're just helping you to help yourself in this situation. And you'll see what I mean as we get into it more, you know, you would say to this potential client, but you're going to be the one giving yourself therapy, if you will, if there is any therapy to be given.
Exactly.
All right, so number three. You ready, Elron?
Lay it on me.
I love this question. This question cracks me up, okay? Will my personality change? Will my personality change, Elron?
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? If you could change their personality, you know? Throw 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop doing that. Do not do that anymore. That would be great. You know, sometimes, every once in a while, if I feel like the chemistry is okay, I say, listen, we couldn't beat your personality out of you with a baseball bat. Okay, you're stuck with that. But what I do, I said, you know, what we're going to do, if there's part of your personality that has been very angry or very depressed or very fearful, then that's going to change. But your basic personality is going to change. Hypnosis isn't mind control or anything like that, you know, and then you just go into some of those universals like hypnosis isn't a truth serum, hypnosis isn't mind control, it's not brainwashing, can't make you do anything you don't want to do, and because that's usually a good segue, that's usually a red flag for some major misconceptions about hypnosis, and it's also a good opportunity to sell and to educate the client about what hypnosis actually is and really make them excited about the opportunity there where they're going to be involved in the process, and it's not just something that I do to you. Like, I don't have any kind of strange power of being able to hypnotize people. It's really a cooperative-based approach, and that they got to want it and can't be afraid of it, and I just talk about that kind of thing. How about yourself?
Yeah, well, you know, I like to ask them, what kinds of aspects of your personality are you really asking about? Because you're right, you know, it could be, you know, I'm represented as being the depressed guy, or I'm you know, everybody knows me as being the angry guy. And if that's the guy that they want to be, then maybe, yes, it will change. But if they're talking about other things, if they say, you know, everybody thinks I'm funny, and I don't really want my sense of humor to be lost, or what have you, and, it, you know, of course, obviously, like you said, it's a misperception about hypnosis and what hypnosis can do. And I just, you know, make it clear to them, like, look, you're going to be in control the entire time. There is nothing that we can change that you won't allow to change. So if there are small aspects of what you consider to be your personality that need to change and that you want to change, then maybe this process will be an opportunity for that. But in general, personality is personality, and it's staying right where it is.
All right, it's hard enough just to quit smoking.
You know,
I mean, just that in itself, God.
Yeah. No, we don't say that.
No, but you know what I mean, right? I mean, geez, we couldn't change somebody's personality and just rewrite the way that they deal with the world, their basic personality traits. Okay.
Yeah, but I love the question because it shows that they've got some fears. You know, they're just putting
that's
it right out there on the table, and that's not always easy for someone to do. And so it gives you that open door, that opportunity to dispel their fears and share with them more about hypnosis.
That's right.
Good. You ready for another question?
Ready.
All right. Number four, what if I have more than one thing to work on?
Take it away.
All right. Well, of course, a lot of people have a laundry list. And even if my, you know, callers don't say I have a laundry list and I have more than one thing to work on, I even say to them, you know, look, most people have a laundry list. And so you're going to come in and you're going to say, you know, I want to quit smoking. I also have a few pounds to lose. And, you know, I find myself getting angry. And by the way, I have these backaches, you know, that kind of thing. And so I explain to them that it's quite possible, if they're all linked to the same root cause, that we'll knock a bunch of the things off the list in one process. But we won't know until we get in and do it. And so what we need to do is just pick one thing, the most important thing, the thing that's going to make the biggest impact on your life right now, and work on that first. And once we have resolved that issue, we'll give it a little bit of time and we'll see what else has come off the list. If something else on your list is still kind of glaring and it's really a big deal and you want to work on that right away, we may need to add another couple, you know, 2-3 sessions to the end of your initial process to resolve that issue.
That's right. Sometimes I like to tell people, listen, it's kind of like a psychic hairball, where one hairball is connected to another and then it's connected to another thing. But we're going to go after the thing that, as you said, the one thing in your life that would make the biggest change. And sometimes it happens. I can't guarantee it for you, but we work on one thing and other things get better.
A psychic hairball. Can I?
Oh my God, there's more issues connected to this. Ugh. Oh.
I think you should get that copyrighted.
They come in for smoking, but then all of a sudden their confidence gets better, and it's related to so many other things in their life, you see.
Absolutely.
That's
right. We see that all the time, right?
Absolutely.
And now, this brings up a good point. One of the things I really like to say to people is, most people I work with find, or many find, or what I often find. And so I don't like to offer guarantees, and in fact, I don't offer guarantees. I don't want to say something so matter-of-factly that it's a given. Because, of course, we're working with people here. We're working with people who have tried all kinds of different things before. We don't know what their issues are that are maybe, you know, secondary gain issues or resistance to, you know, resolving their primary issue that they're coming to see you with. And so the last thing you want to do is give them the impression that you're guaranteeing that they're going to, you know, have their issue resolved. But if you say things like, most people find blank, then it just kind of, it gives confidence without giving a guarantee.
Absolutely. There is, after all, a human component that we're working with. And that brings up another point that I want to make. where you want to start engaging their level of involvement in the process from early on and kind of feeling out where they stand on that and making sure that you are able to reframe some of those beliefs that they're just going to come in and sit down and you do it for them. So this is a good, also a good way to kind of gauge where they are so that you can begin to develop a strategy on how to work with that and elicit them to give it that little bit extra, be more open, be more compliant, and be more involved in the process, and ultimately follow your instructions as much as possible as you take them through the phases of your approach.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Any opportunity that you have on that very first phone call to either weed out a client who thinks, you know, who's looking for a magic bullet, or to, you know, clarify to somebody that, you know, that this isn't all me and no you, that this is a team effort, and that, you know, I'm going to be doing my part and there's going to be a part for you to do as well. And, you know, it's really important to make that happen, because it's true. I mean, people go to a traditional therapist and they understand it may take years to resolve their issue, but sometimes they come to a hypnotherapist and because it's a little alternative and because of the misperceptions that are out there, they may think, oh, you know, one, two sessions, I'm going to be cured of this long laundry list of things. And so people can definitely come with a lot of misperceptions. And if you can dispel those in that first phone call, you are way ahead of the game.
Absolutely. I mean, once in a while you have just the craziest questions. This one person goes, hey, can you make me go to work and then come home and not remember any of it? Not remember having to be at work because I hate being at work. So just, can you make me forget that whole experience?
Yes, the mind eraser.
Wild
effect.
Things. I go, no, we don't do that. Well, you're not much of a hypnotist, are you? I'm like, okay, I won't be working with this person.
Yeah, and that initial phone call is exactly when you're going to be able to find out whether you want to work with that person or not. And that's what we should be doing. I mean, by no means should we be taking every single client that calls, you know?
Yeah, our job is to educate the public and really neutralize those misconceptions that are out in the common view of hypnosis. What's next on the list?
All right. Well, we only have time for one more question.
Do it.
All right. Number five, how often should we do sessions for best results? You want me to answer this one, Elron?
Go for it.
All right. So typically, I see clients weekly, and I tell clients that. Now, if it is somebody who's coming in for smoking, weight issues, or drug, you know, any kind of substance abuse kind of an issue, I will see them two sessions close together, usually within the same week, the first week, and then I gauge after that. So I tell them, you know what, for your particular issue, if this is substance abuse or something of the like, I recommend that we see each other twice the first week, and then we can go from there. Most often I go to weekly after that. The majority of clients do come in on a weekly basis. If you're coming from out of town, we can tighten that up, and we can do, you know, as often as every other day sessions.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, sometimes people are flying in from out of state, and so we're going to want to see them every other day and do double sessions. And sometimes people are traveling, and I think it really just depends on the nature of the issue. Like you said, if it's an addiction, you want to see them twice in the first week and then every subsequent week so that they can have that reinforcement, and also you can continue the work without letting too long go in between sessions where if there's a certain amount of work that's not complete, they might inevitably fail. However, if it's more of a minor issue and say, for instance, I'm working with a couple of executives right now that are traveling a whole lot, and we do a double session here and then we do another double session in 2 weeks, and for their particular case, it's okay because of the nature of the issue, okay? And so you really want to make that call and give your client what you think is going to be best for them, because if it's an addiction and your schedule's really full and you just can't accommodate them every week, you may want to tell them to wait, because after all, what does Cal always say? Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you ain't got no confidence, there's no game. How are we doing on time?
We're up. Time is up. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been really fun filming with Elron. I hope you're getting something out of this. Looking forward to answering more questions, potential client questions. Next episode, we'll be doing at least another episode of this. And then after that, we're going to have a special guest host because Cal will still be out of town. And so we're going to do a couple more episodes with someone else, a surprise. So you'll have to tune in for that. We do want your questions. I am starting to collect questions for when we film with Cal after he gets back. So please do be posting your questions on the Ask Cal group at ourhypnospace.com, or you can email them to me directly, Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Email them to Cal directly. You can, what else? There are so many different places to post them. You can even post them in the feedback section at calbanion.com. Underneath each of the podcasts, there's a place where you can leave feedback, leave notes. You can post your questions there. We do look there. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
And just real quick, make those questions that Cal's going to answer hard questions. Because he loves that. This is L. Ron Ferguson signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.